Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. I ask myself, is all hope lost?
Is there only pain and hatred and misery? Does that voice sound familiar? Curtis Stigers. Growing up in Boise in the 70s and 80s, Stigers studied saxophone and clarinet, eventually playing with jazz legend Gene Harris. Over his decades-long career, Curtis Stigers has played with the likes of Elton John, Eric Clapton, and Prince. He has also released 12 albums. He's had 6 chart-topping singles, with his music being featured in the 1992 Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston film The Bodyguard, television shows like Dawson's Creek and Sons of Anarchy. And next Wednesday, if you want to see Curtis live in concert, all you have to do is be in Boise at the Egyptian Theater. And we're lucky enough to have Curtis live in studio with us. Good to see you.
Hi, Gemma.
So tell me about just what brought you to music. Was this kind of something like your parents were like, you know what, you're going to take a music class?
No, that didn't happen. I mean, my mother was always, we always had the radio on in the car. And mm-hmm. So we did a lot of singing in the car and we sang at church. So I did, my mom says I learned to harmonize before I could talk, which is, you know, a mom thing.
Right.
That's mom truth is what that is. But I did, you know, I did learn to sing kind of that way. But I really got into records when I was a kid. The first album I bought with my own money was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John in third grade. I went to the store and I bought that album and I lived at the record store. Mm-hmm. The reason I got into playing music, a friend's parents and the friend took me to a band concert, strangely, at Capitol High School.
Really?
It was an Army band or a Navy band concert, and they had a jazz band. And I just loved seeing all that brass and drums and things, and I said, I want to do that. That's what I want to do.
And fast forward a bit, you start playing with Gene Harris.
Yeah, he used to have Gene Harris, who was someone who was a legend in the jazz world, one of the greatest jazz pianists that ever lived. Well, in the late 70s and early 80s, Gene played at the Idenhall Hotel in the lobby of the Idenhall Hotel. There was a lounge there, and he had his own piano that he'd moved in there when he retired from touring and making records. And I found out about this jam session that happened on Tuesday nights with this guy. And I went in, and there's this beautiful, big, strong African-American man playing the heck out of the piano and inviting people to sit in with him. And so the next week I started going in and playing. But we didn't realize how famous he was until, I mean, I had to go to New York to realize that he was, you know, a legend.
Isn't that interesting, though? And here you were playing with him in downtown Boise, Idaho.
It was an amazing jazz university, you know, music university. It was so cool. And it was Tuesday nights. I should have been home studying, but I was there with wearing my topsiders with no socks and rolled up Levi jeans, playing my clarinet and my saxophone and learning my craft.
Yeah.
It was really a lucky thing.
Was there a moment or an event where you felt like, oh my gosh, I've made it? We hear, and I ask that because we hear that sometimes from musicians where it's like, I heard my song on the radio for the first time. Did you have a moment like that?
Well, I remember the first time I heard one of my songs on the radio. I had just left Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and we were out going basically door to door to radio stations, trying to get them to play my records. And that particular radio station said, yeah, you can come in and talk to us. So I got to talk. I don't think I went on air, but I got to actually speak to the general manager. And on our way out of town, we were listening to that station. We were going across the Susquehanna River, and on came "I Wonder Why," my first single, which ended up being a top 10 hit. And it was magical. But I mean, I had so many amazing experiences. I opened for Elton John, Eric Clapton, and Bonnie Raitt at Wembley Stadium in the summer of '92. And when I came off stage, Eric Clapton was standing there to shake my hand and say, good set. Will you open for me when I play in America? So that was a pretty big moment.
And did you have a moment? Let me think about that.
Can I get back to you on that?
Yeah, yeah. What was that like, though? Hear your very first album you buy is an Elton John album.
It was
amazing. That surreal?
It was pretty crazy. I found myself in Elton John's big green room suite at Wembley Stadium with him and Bonnie Raitt, who was another great hero of mine.
Blown,
I know,
right?
It was just, and they were sweet and they treated me like a person. And I think Elton knew how important his music was to me because I talked about it in every interview. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the first record I bought. I learned every song. So he was especially sweet to me. And actually, when Elton played in Boise, not the last time, actually 3 times ago, because I tend to be out of town when he comes, but I went and visited him backstage before the show, and then he actually dedicated Daniel to me.
Oh my gosh.
I was on the side of the stage weeping. I was just so, to be in my hometown and have my hero, sing me a song. It was lovely.
And speaking of I Wonder Why, which was your first hit, let's play just a quick little clip of that to take people down memory road. Okay, I have to tell you, I remember listening to this on the radio and then seeing your video and being like, wait. If this person's young, he's got the 90s long hair, because your voice is just so deep and so resonant that it was hard to put the two together.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I was trying really hard back then to prove that, you know, I was a great soul singer. And so I definitely put a lot of that into it. You know, I was trying to sound like Ray Charles, which, you know.
It sounds good.
If you're going to sound like somebody.
Hey, you know what? Right. So you still tour internationally.
Mm-hmm.
You have a tour that's coming up, but you're going to be playing in Boise next week. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Wednesday night at the Egyptian Theater, a theater that I grew up going to see movies. I saw the first run of Jeremiah Johnson in that theater when I was a little baby. I'm doing a solo acoustic show, and I say that with big air quotes around it, because there'll be guests, you know.
I just say solo acoustic with air quotes around because I can't do any of it. That's why I do that.
Yes. Well, I wanted to, when I was preparing for my Capitol High School fundraiser, which I do every year at the Capitol in February, I was playing a lot of guitar and singing songs I hadn't really played for a long time, because with my jazz group, I tend to, you know, I just don't do certain songs. And I thought, well, I want to do this at home. I want to do this. So I was planning this concert, and I decided not to bring my jazz group in, but to do a solo show and invite some of my dear friends who are great musicians here in town. So I'll have some very special guests sitting in with me and playing my song.
We have about 2.5 minutes left in the program. I would love for you to just play us out with something that we might be hearing next week.
You can go to curtisstigers.com and get your tickets, or you can get information. Sorry,
okay, no,
this
perfect.
Is a public radio show.
Get information, and you know where to go on next Wednesday, the Egyptian Theater.
Great. Thanks. This is a song that I wrote. It was on my second album, and I don't play it very often at all. When the snows come and the wind blows cold, will you hold me like you'll never let go? Will you kiss me so sweetly and promise you love me so? 'Cause I have wandered through the mountains, I have searched the streets below, but all I ever really wanted, someone to hold me and to keep me from the cold. And when the night falls and you're fast asleep, I'll watch over you and I'll pray your heart to keep, so you can sleep easy. You know you can count on me. 'Cause I have wandered through the mountains,
I have searched the streets below, but all I ever really wanted, someone to need me and to keep me from the cold. Keep me from the cold.
Thanks.
It is not every day you get serenaded by Curtis Stigers. I want to thank you for coming in today. Again, your solo acoustic performance at Boise's Egyptian Theater next Wednesday evening. Always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Gemma. Good to see you.